This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Union Cabinet has approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House complex approved the draft bill. Sources told Akashvani News that the proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in Parliament next week. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, the National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. According to sources, legal and criminal actions will also be taken against some of these officials. This is part of a complete overhaul of NTA that has been in controversy over paper leaks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked youngsters and everyone for the responses and positive suggestions received to his video, where he announced the government's decision to bring a strict law to punish those involved in paper leaks. In a fresh video message released through his Instagram handle yesterday, Mr. Modi said the relations will continue with more bonding.
Thank you, friends. मेरे जो वीडियो पोस्ट किया था, उसको जिस प्रकार से आपने रिस्पॉन्ड किया, सकारात्मक सुझाव दिए, थैंक्स टू एवरीबॉडी. ये आपका प्यार बना रहेगा, हमारा नाता और अधिक सक्रियता से जुड़ता रहेगा.
That video also created a new world record with the most views on a reel in 24 hours, garnering 303 million views as of now, surpassing earlier record of 300 million views. The government will hold another round of discussions with the CJP delegation today on its demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent examination paper leaks. Union Ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh met the CJP delegation in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting, they gave patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued advertisements for a set of senior professional appointments at the level of general manager and engagement of 16 young professionals through the Pratibha Setu portal of the Union Public Service Commission. The NTA, in a statement, said that these measures represent the first concrete step in the institutional rebuild of the agency that is being implemented in line with the recommendations of the high-level committee of experts chaired by Professor K. Radhakrishnan. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that 18 stations have been closed from 7:30 this morning till further instructions due to security reasons in the national capital. These include Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, New Delhi, Central Secretariat, ITO, Mandi House, Supreme Court and others. However, DMRC noted that interchange facilities shall remain available at Rajiv Chowk, Mandi House and Central Secretariat. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred the honorary title of Dr. Honoris Causa by the Bucharest University of Economic Studies in Romania in recognition of her distinguished public service, commitment to education and social inclusion and contribution to strengthening India-Romania relations. Accepting the honor, the President dedicated the award to 1.4 billion people of India and said it reflected the enduring friendship between the people of the two countries. Rescue and relief operations are being carried out on a war footing following the heavy rains in Gujarat. In the last 24 hours, 265 taluks of the state have received rain. 5 deaths confirmed by State Relief Commissioner. The Chief Minister of State, Bhupendra Patel, held a high-level review meeting in Gandhinagar. So far, about 40,500 people have been evacuated. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra resumed today after remaining suspended for 6 days due to inclement weather conditions. The Yatra has been resumed for both Baltal and Pahalgam routes. India opened its medal tally at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow after Jhandu Kumar clinched the bronze medal in the men's heavyweight para-power lifting. Jhandu, who hails from Nalanda district of Bihar, delivered a strong performance by lifting 190 kilograms in his second attempt, earning 130.9 points and securing a place on the podium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.